Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Israel prepares for an imminent attack from Iran. The details coming up. Then later, a ministry prepares to reach Iran's next generation. We'll explain what we mean in just a few moments. But first, the United States Pentagon press secretary says an Iranian attack on Israel is possible this week. The U.S. is beefing up its show of military force by sending an additional carrier strike group and missile submarine to the region. Meanwhile, Israelis are preparing their bomb shelters for potentially longer stays if Iran or one of its proxies attack. Pastor Israel Pakhtar of Beit Hillel Congregation in Ashdod says,
right now we're preparing, first of all, we're buying food and preparing for Iran attack, because from previous times we know many families won't be ready anyway. And especially the really like poor and needy people, because, you know, then sometimes they just don't have more money to buy ahead of time.
Many Israelis have bomb shelters in their homes, but many more have to stay in shared community bomb shelters. Pastor Pakhtar and his ministry team bring aid and biblical encouragement to people stuck in bomb shelters near the conflict borders.
Visiting those bomb shelters, I can tell it was a very difficult scene, because you see sick people, you know, very old people, the woman with the young children or with infants, you know, and we came to distribute food and we're ready to do it again.
Please join us in praying for Israelis.
We pray that they really will seek in God, because God promised if they will seek God, not just religion, you know, not just but God, they will find Jesus.
Next, violence against religious minorities in Bangladesh continues unabated. Wycliffe Associates' Tony Tifoni says former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina left a power vacuum when she fled to India last week. Minorities are paying the price as a result.
The police stepped back and kind of circled the wagons. The people left out on the fringes of the society are the minority, like Hindus, Buddhists, and Christians.
The unrest is directly affecting Wycliffe Associates' partners.
All Bible translation work in Bangladesh has ceased due to the conflict, because with the violence ramping up and the uncertainty of the political situation, those colonies are being threatened and attacked by the opposition party.
Many believers have fled to makeshift refugee camps on the border with India.
But at the same time, the Indian authorities are guarding their border and stopping them from going any further. They're kind of stuck in that situation, and they don't have any food because the agitators have made it impossible to access food for those groups.
Ask God to intervene and help as only He can.
We'd love to have your prayers. We need them desperately for South Asia and for Bangladesh in general, that the Lord will protect the believers and protect the small light that burns for Christ. It is a fragile light, but it has been burning brightly.
And a gospel-centered TV program is reaching children in the Middle East. Jennifer Rost with Heart for Iran says,
in today's world, children, including those in Iran, are bombarded with misleading, false, and sometimes harmful messages from various animations, movies.
For kids growing up in Islamic countries, gospel resources are limited. That's where the Superbook TV series comes in. Created in 1981 by the Christian Broadcasting Network, Superbook now reaches kids in more than 40 languages. Rost, the Heart for Iran team, and other believers work together to translate it into Farsi.
Through characters like Joy and Chris, kids can relate to common challenges that they face at school, with their friends, at home, with families. Each episode presents a story from the Bible showing how decisions can be made and lessons learned.
Would you join us in praying for the next generation in Iran? Ask God to transform their lives through this program. Pray because
kids in Iran grow up with, apart from salvation, growing up with a lot of health, mental, emotional problems.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.